we are holding in Simin Tov Lamed Vav, Sif Beis. In Sif Aleph, we learned about the Shitas HaRambam, which is that if one travels overseas, even before the 30 days that precede Pesach, he is obligated to be boidik his house if he intends to return to his house before Pesach. Why? In order to prevent a situation in which he arrives right before Pesach and is unable to be boidik. That is the Shitas HaRambam. Rashi disagrees. Rashi holds that there is no need to be choishesh that your plane is going to arrive 5 minutes before Pesach. And the only time that you would have to do a bedika when you are leaving 30 days koidim Pesach is in a case where you are intending on returning during Pesach itself. Since you are on the road and you might forget about the bittul, so if you will be returning to your home during Pesach, when you arrive, you will be unable to do bittul. It's already Zman Isur Chometz. And you therefore are entering into a situation where if you do have Chometz in your house, you will be over in Isur Deraisa of Bal Yirah. Therefore, in this case, Rashi holds, a bdika must be done before departure. The Mechaber says, V'yeshan, the koidim shloshim yoim, that if we're holding before the 30 days, she'en otzorach livdoik, hainu, k'she'en daito lachza, b'soicha Pesach, providing that you did not intend to return during Pesach. Even though you might intend to return before Pesach or Achrov, the halacha therefore is, in that case, in Hotzarech Livtik, Kevin Shehu Koidim Shleishim. Since there is, at this point in time, no obligation of Bedika, which is in effect, there is therefore, at this time when you're leaving, no need to be Bedik. However, if it is within the 30 days, so here the Mishnah Berurah points out that even if you are planning on returning before Pesach, here Rashi would agree that you would have to be concerned about a delayed arrival, and Bdika is necessary, since you are already within the 30 days of Koidim HaChag. Now, she says, "Kishagia Pesach yivatlen odam." And when Pesach comes, so if you're not at home, then a bittul is required. Avo, im daito lachsa b'secha Pesach. So this is Rashi's opinion that if you intend to return during Pesach, tzorach livdoik afilu m'Rosh Hashanah. As we explained previously, that this is a situation where you're coming into your home on Pesach, you could be walking into an Issur D'oraisa Bal Yirah, you therefore must be boidek before you depart on your trip. Now, what happens b'di'evit? V'mishochach v'lo yibadak. You're already gone, you're on the plane, you're b'forish liyam, so what's the halacha? So there we say yivatul kishegia haPesach v'lo yivorach haBittul. The halacha here is that you do not have to return. You can do a bittul, but a bracha is not made. We do not make brachas on dvarim shebelev. So halacha lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah paskins. Again, we have two shitas. We have shitas Rashi and the Rambam. The Mishnah Berurah paskins that we are machmer like the Rambam, and therefore, even if you do plan on returning home before Pesach, the halacha is nevertheless a bika should still be done before you are mefarish liyam. However, in a case of difficulty, the Mishnah Berurah says, for example, you already left your home it's difficult now to return. You therefore can rely on Shitas Rashi, and as long as you're not planning on coming back during Pesach, a bittul will be sufficient. The Mechaber continues Sif Gimel. And we're going to see here that he is discussing a case in which a Jew who is living presently in a house, in a house owned by a non-Jew. The Jew is now vacating the house within the 30 days before Pesach. What's the halacha? So the Mechaber says, Yisrael ha-yoytzi mi-bayis eina Yehudi toich shloshim yoyim. So if he's nichnas b'bayis acher bi'ir, or he's hoylach li'ir acheres, he's vacating the house of the goy and moving into a different house in this city or a different city, the halacha is einoy tzorich levayir b'bayis ha'en Yehudi. He does not need to do a bdika in this non-Jewish home. Why not? So the Mechaber explains, Yikayim mitzvahs beer, he will be able to fill his mitzvahs beer, but oisa bayis acher, when he gets to his new home, there's still plenty of time before Pesach, he can do the bedika then. So there's no need to worry about his previous home. And according to the Shulchan Aruch, that even means, even if that previous house remains empty on Pesach, he left all his chametz there, the halacha is he still does not need to worry about bdika. So the Mishnah Berurah asks Akash over here, how could we be satisfied with this explanation? He will do his bdika someplace else. Now, if a person owns more than one house, so can he say, I'm going to pater my obligation of bdika's chametz in one house, and I'll do the bdika in one house, and the other house I won't worry about? Of course not. So why is this different? The answer is that the real reason that he's patur is because that when he walks out of that house, never to return, he is obviously being mafker. He's giving up ownership on any chametz that he might have possibly left behind. He therefore owns no chametz on Pesach in this house. And there will be no chashash of Yirah. So that's why, in our case over here, he does not need to worry about bdika or beer in that non-Jewish house. So if that's the case, so why does the Mechaber need to tell us that the reason why he doesn't have to worry about bdika is because yekayim mitzvahs beer b'bayis acher? So let's take a look at the continuation of the Mechaber. And this is the shitus of Rav Yo. Avi'im hu miforish o yoytze b'shayara v'lo yikones b'pesach b'bayis. In other words, this person is going to be homeless on Pesach. He's leaving this house. He's traveling. He will not have a makom kavua on Pesach. As yesh misha oimer, and then this is the shitus of Rav Yo, Shechal alav choivas habir kevin shehu toich lamed, which means that the mitzvah of bdikas chametz is not just a din that says make sure you don't have any chametz, but rather once the mitzvah goes into effect lamed yoim before Pesach, it creates on a person a choivas gavra, which means an obligation on anyone who does at that point in time have chametz in his house. And even if that person loses his house, he leaves his house, and he has no house, but he once that choivas gavra is chal on him, he is obligated to do the mitzvah bdika. And he has to go ahead and put himself back into a situation in which he can fulfill the mitzvah of bdika. And therefore the Mechaber says, "V'tzorach levayer bayis ein Yehudi shoyotze mimenu Kedei lekayim mitzvus bir. Since this person will be homeless for the rest of for Pesach, and he will have no other opportunity to do the mitzvus bdika, his only alternative is to do the mitzvus bdika and bir on this house that is owned by the non-Jew before he leaves. Now the Mishnah Berurah points out, if another Jew will be entering into this goy's house before Pesach, then the halacha is he does not, this Yisrael that is leaving now within Lamed Yom does not need a bdika, just as he wouldn't need a bdika if he was living in a Jewish home, because of course the next Jewish tenant would be doing the bdika, and he would in effect be acting as a shliach for this Mefarish Liyam, this Yisrael that is leaving. The Ramad now adds, Afal pi shahayna Yehudi yikones lebayis b'pesach. Now first of all, the Ramah points out that this Yisrael that we're talking about, that is leaving the house of the non-Jew and is going to be homeless, he must do the bdika in this non-Jewish house, even though he knows that as soon as he leaves the house, the goy is going to come in and bring all his chametz with him. Nevertheless, the halacha is, right now, he has an obligation of bdika and bir, he must do it. The Ramah now brings the opinion of the Tur. The Tur disagrees with the shita of the Rav Yoh that we learned in the Mechaber. And he says, V'yeshayimim, she'eno tzorech, kishenichnes bo en Yehudi. The Ramah, the Torah hold that bedikas chametz is not a chayvus gavra, and if you have no chametz, you have no house with chametz, you are therefore potter. Once you leave the goy's house, you will be leaving and you will be homeless for Pesach, there is nothing left for you to do. The Ramah, however, adds that when the Yisrael leaves the goy's house before Pesach, if the goy will not be residing in that house, so then you would be obligated to be boydik. And the explanation is as follows: and as if because only when the goy, it's only when the Yisrael leaves, and as we said before, he's mafka his chametz, when the goy re-enters the house and is now residing in that house, it is although you actually took your chametz and gave it to the goy, which is no less than picking up your chametz and throwing it into the street, which is certainly considered a bir chametz. That's if the goy does enter into the house. If the goy does not enter into the house, he doesn't return to reside in his house when the Yisrael leaves. So although it's true he is being mafka his chametz, that is not sufficient to pater your chiv of bdika bir. Just as we know, as we've learned before, that if one decides he's going to do bittul, even though midaraisa bittul ba'al masagi, that when you mevatel your chametz, there is no ba'al yirah. But nevertheless, the midarabonin bittul alone is not sufficient. The same thing would apply over here. Leaving the house and being mafka is not enough. It's only when your mafka and the goy enters, and it is although you actually gave the chametz to the goy, it's the equivalent of being mashlich berchov, you're throwing your chametz into the street, that is when you're potter from bdika. So again, the shita of the Ramah is that if that, provided that condition is fulfilled, and the chametz is considered mufkar, and in Mushlach Rechov, then the halacha is, since you have patterned the Chiyu B'dika in this house, although you will not actually be going out and doing a real B'dika in beer, but the halacha is that the B'dika's chametz is not a Chayvus Gavra, according to the Ramah, and therefore even though you will be homeless, there is no need to actually go to Imdika. Leaving the home of the goy by itself is sufficient. The Chog Yaakov actually even holds that it is not necessary for the goy to enter to the house, that leaving the house by itself is completely enough, and there is no bdika necessary. So the halacha l'maaseh, the Mishnah Berurah paskins that, again, in this machlokes between the Mechaber and the Ramah as to whether or not bdika is a chovis gavra, he paskins that bdika is not really a chovis gavra, and you can rely, if necessary, on the Ramah, and providing, that is, that the condition that the Rama mentions, that the non-Jew does re-enter to the home, is fulfilled, then simply leaving the home is enough, and doing bittul, and you are potter for your obligation of bdika. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah ends the simin with an interesting machlokes achronim. What's the halacha as far as setting aside a room in your house with all your chametz that will soon be sold the next day to your goyish neighbor? As right now, at this man of b'dikas chametz and leil yadalid, the room and chametz is yours. It's in your house, it's your chametz, it's your room. Are you right now chayv im b'dika? Now is this man of b'dika. Or can you say that I'm yoytze, my mitzvah's bdika, and the rest of my house, I'm doing a full bdika of my house. Oh, that one room with chametz, so that room that remains with chametz is no different than any other leftover chametz which I'm saving for tomorrow, which I'll dispose of either by eating it or by doing sreifas chametz the next day. So do I need to do bdika in that room? The Mishnah Berurah brings a machlekes achrayim. The Chasam Sofer, among others, is Mekel. But the Mishnah Berurah says that it is preferable to have the chametz sold, have your chametz sold on Yud Gimel Nisan, the day before the Bdikas Chametz, before the Zman Bdika begins, and thereby avoid the entire issue completely.